Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore Tama Vinake Dayalu Jagata Samsare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Mausama Patita Prabhu Napai Beyara Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Pana Koro Ami Bara Dukhi Anakara Ami Bara Dukhi Daya Kora Sita Pati Advaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nita Haha Sarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhatta Yuga Shri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha Daya Kara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Dama Vina Kedayalu Jagat Samsare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Pariraja, Kataria, Sattarasa, Tishi, Shimadas, Dwayne, Grishil, Prabhupada, Kijai, Shri Chaitanya, Charitamrita, Kijai, Nitai, Go, Premanande, all glories, assembled devotees, all glories, assembled devotees, all glories, to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So we're continuing our Saturday reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have a book today, thank you. Chapter Madhyalila. Madhyalila, chapter 23, entitled Life's Ultimate Goal. Reading Madhyalila, chapter 23. Entitled Life's Ultimate Goal, text number 105, no? Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschat Charishatarne Panchakalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhubhyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shri vasadi gaur bhaktavrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare Text 105. Yukta Vairagya Stiti Sabasikaila. Yukta Vairagya Stiti Sabasikaila. Shushka Vairagya Gyana Sabanishadila. Shushka Vairagya Gyana Sabanishadila. Yukta Vairagya Stiti Sabasikaila. Shushka Vairagya Gyana Sabanishadila. Yukta Vairagya Stiti Sabashikaila. Shushka Vairagya Gyana Sabanishadila. Yukta Vairagya Stiti Sabashikaila. Shushka Vairagya Gyana Sabanishadila. Yukta Vairagya Stiti Sabashikaila. Shushka Vairagya Gyana Sabanishadila. Ladies, any ladies? What about you? What about you? Indrani. Shukta Vairagya Stiti Sabashikaila. Shushka Vairagya Gyana Sabanishadila. Thank you. Anybody else? No? Thank you. Yukta Vairagya Stiti Sabashikaila. Shushka Vairagya Gyana Sabanishadila. Thank you. Thank you. Yukta Vairagya. Of proper enunciation. Stiti, the situation. Sabha, all. Shikaila, instructed. Shushka Vairagya, dry renunciation. Jnana, speculative knowledge. Sabha, all. Nishadila, forbid. Translation, purport by Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Sanatana Goswami about proper renunciation according to a particular situation, and the Lord forbade dry renunciation and speculative knowledge in all respects. This is a very, lots of information here in this verse, and especially in the purport, very briefly in the verse. I can repeat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Sanatana Goswami about proper renunciation according to a particular situation. And the Lord forbade dry renunciation and speculative knowledge in all respects. Oh, please listen. Is the purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is the technique for understanding Shushka Vairagya and Yukta Vairagya. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Yukta Ahara Viharasya, Yukta Chestasya Karmasu, Yukta Swapnava Bodhasya, Yogo Bhavati Dukaha. He who is temperate in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation, and work can mitigate all material pains by practicing the yoga system. To broadcast the cult of Krishna consciousness, one has to learn the possibility of renunciation in terms of country, time, and candidate. A candidate for Krishna consciousness in the Western countries should be taught about the renunciation of material existence, but one would teach candidates from a country like India in a different way. The teacher, Acharya, has to consider time, candidate, and country. He must avoid the principle of niyamagraha, that is, he should not try to perform the impossible. What is possible in one country may not be possible in another. The Acharya's duty is to accept the essence of devotional service. There may be a little change here and there as far as yukta vairagya, proper renunciation, is concerned. Dry renunciation is forbidden by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we have also learned this from our spiritual master, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj. The essence of devotional service must be taken into consideration and not the outward paraphernalia. Sanatana Goswami wrote his Vaishnava Smriti, Hari Bhakti Vilas, which was specifically meant for India. In those days, India was more or less following the principle of Smartavidhi. Srila Sanatana Goswami had to keep pace with this, and his Hari Bhakti Vilas was compiled with this in mind. According to Smarta Brahmanas, a person not born in a Brahman family could not be elevated to the position of a Brahmana. Sanatana Goswami, however, says in the Hari Bhakti Vilas 2.12 that anyone can be elevated to the position of a Brahmana by the process of initiation. Yata kanchanatam jati kamsam rasa vidhanata tata diksha vidhanina dvijatvam jayate nirnam. As bell metal is turned to gold when mixed with mercury in an alchemic process, so one who is properly trained and initiated by a bona fide spiritual master immediately becomes a Brahmana. There is a difference between the Smarta process and the Goswami process. According to the Smarta process, one cannot be accepted as a Brahmana unless he is born in a Brahmana family. According to the Goswami process, the Hari Bhakti Vilas and the Narada Pancharatra, anyone can be a Brahmana if he is properly initiated by a bona fide spiritual master. This is also the verdict of Shukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18. Kirata hunandra pulanda pulkasha abhira shumba yavana kasadaya yinye chapapa yadapashraya shraya shujanti tasmai prabhavishnave nama. Kiratas, hunas, andras, pulindas, pulkashas, abhira shumbas, yavanas, and members of the Kasa races, and even others who are addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord due to His being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto Him. A Vaishnava is immediately purified, provided he follows the rules and regulations of his bona fide spiritual master. It is not necessary that the rules and regulations followed in India be exactly the same as those in Europe, America, and other Western countries. Simply imitating without effect is called niyamagraha. Not following the regulative principles, but instead living extravagantly, is also called niyamagraha. The word niyama means regulative principles, and agraha means eagerness. The word agraha means not to accept. We should not follow regulative principles without an effect, nor should we fail to accept the regulative principles. What is required is a special technique according to country, time, and candidate. Without the sanction of the spiritual master, we should not try to imitate. This principle is recommended here, Shushka Vairagya Jnana Sabha Nishedila. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's liberal demonstration of the bhakti cult. We should not introduce anything whimsically without the sanction of the bona fide spiritual master. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments on these points by quoting two verses by Srila Rupa Goswami from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1, 2, 255, and 256, anasaktasya vishayan yatarham upayunjata nirbanda krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchate prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandi vastuna mumukshabi parityago vairagyam phalgu katyate. When one is not attached to anything but at the same time accepts everything in relation to Krishna, one is rightly situated above possessiveness. On the other hand, one who rejects everything without knowledge of its relationship to Krishna is not as complete in his renunciation. To preach the bhakti cult, one should seriously consider these verses. So this is, let me read the verse one more time. Yukta vairagya stiti sabha shikaila, shushka vairagya gana sabha nishedila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Sanatana Goswami about proper renunciation according to a particular situation, and the Lord forbade renunciation and speculative knowledge in all respects. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? He prayed to Lord Chaitanya, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogas, shikshartam eka purusha purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sariradhari, Kripam Budhir Yastamaham Prapadye, that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vairagya Vidya Nidya Bhakti Yoga. This is the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He taught this Vairagya and Vidya. He taught Vairagya. I was going to learn that verse that Pushkar Prabhu quotes that verse sometimes, that Vairagya Pradhan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are symptomized very by Vairagya Pradhan. They're very, renunciation is very prominently seen in the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. Here we have, in this verse, we have two types of Vairagyas mentioned here, Yukta Vairagya and Shushka Vairagya. Other places you can also find Markata Vairagya, Phalgu Vairagya, and there's also one other called Smashan Vairagya. So we'll go through all these, explain these. This Yukta Vairagya, of course, is described as explained here as proper renunciation. And in the last two verses quoted by that from Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it says, anasaktasya vishayan yatarham upayunjata. Gives a very clear understanding of what this yukta vairagya is. Anasaktasya vishayan. Vishayan means the objects of the senses, vishaya. And anasaktasya means without any type of attachment. Yatarham means just appropriately. One should appropriately, upayunjata, one should appropriately accept without attachment, nirbanda krishna sambande. What is that? Nirbanda, but at the same. He's not attached to anything. He accepts everything in relationship. Krishna sambande, yukta vairagya. We see everything. Yukta vairagya means to see everything in its relationship with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gave a very simple example that if somebody just finds some $100 or something, or a piece of gold on the street, there's three different qualities, three different opportunities there. So someone can just pass it by, leave it there. It's not mine. As I see, Krishna also recommends like that one should see everything as other people's properties, as stone or useless thing. So it's not mine. Why should I do anything? So that is the jnani. He leaves that $100 piece of gold on the street. It's not mine. I renounce it. Other person, he picks it up and he puts it in his pocket and he goes on his life and spends it on his own happiness. That's the karmis. This is the taking Krishna's property, taking somebody else's property and using it for enjoyment. And the third is that one can pick it up and try to find out who is the owner of that. We did that. We had that experience also when we were kids. We used to look for coins underneath the bleachers in the high school game, the football arena like that. At one time, we found $10 in the parking lot like that. My mother sent me, no, you take it to the school, take it to the office and ask them if there's anyone who's found lost it. So, I did that, and then after a couple of weeks, we went back, and anybody claimed it? No? Okay, now you can take it. So this is, we do our best. We find, anyway, of course, for devotee, he sees everything. This is the training that the devotees see, how to see everything in relationship with Krishna. The highest platform is there, is described that the Mahabharata, that Stavara Jangama Deki Nadeki Tara Murti, Sarvata Spuryati Ishtadeva Murti, that he sees the moving entities and the non-moving entities. He doesn't exactly see them like that, but he sees them, that Ishtadeva Spurti, that he sees that Krishna, this is the Prabhashmi Shashi Surya, he's the sun of, light of the sun and the moon, the sound and ether, Shabdake, Purusham Nishu, he's the ability in man. So how to see everything in relationship with Krishna. This is the training in our Krishna consciousness movement. So this is the first one, Yukta Vairagyam. One should accept everything as Krishna's paraphernalia and meant for Krishna's enjoyment. How to utilize that in Krishna's service. How to utilize everything in Krishna's service. And the other one is there, Prapanchakateya Buddha. One should, prapanchika means the material. Buddha means to think that all this is a material nature. Prapanchakateya Buddha. He sees everything, oh, this is material nature. Hari Sambandhi Vastuna, although it's related with Krishna, he sees everything, oh, this is just material, maya. Mumuksha bi parityago, therefore he gives it up. No, I have nothing to do with this maya. I have nothing to do with this material world and everything. I want to give it up. So that's Vairagyam Phalgu Katyate. That's the Phalgu. There's Srila Prabhupada gave another hidden meaning was that Phalgu means. Phalgu, there's the one river in Bihar. I think it goes through Gaya. I think we went there one time when we were coming back from Mayapur to Vrindavan in our bus. We went to the Phalgu River. The Phalgu River is a very interesting river. You go there, and all you see is the sand. There's a riverbed. Sand is there. But you do just take a little bit of, move aside the sand, dig a little bit, a little hole in the sand, and you'll see the river is flowing underneath, under the sand, under the surface of the sand. So this is the Phalgu River that one pretends to be very renounced. Oh, I have nothing to do with this maya. But within his heart, so many material desires are there. This river, this flowing of sense, attachment to sense gratification is there. So then there's the other ones, it's called, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das Goswami in their first meeting about Markata Vairagya. Markata is a monkey. Monkeys are very expert. They put on a nice show. They live naked in the forest. And they eat only fruits. And they also have so many exchanges with the opposite sex like that. So this is described that Markata Vairagya Nakara Loka Dikaye Yata Yogya Vishaya Bunja Anasaktahaya. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore instructed Raghunath, Markata Vairagya Nakara Loka Dekai, that don't make a show like this of being Markata Vairagya, of being a false renunciate. It says, Yata Yogya Vishaya Bunja Anasaktahaya, that Yata Yogya, whatever is necessary, Vishaya Bunja, you accept as your quota, you enjoy whatever is required. Anasakta haya, without attachment. So this is, sometimes it's described that just like salt, when we're eating or preparing our meal, you require a little salt. Some salt is required. So in this material world, there's no question. Everyone requires some type of sense gratification. We have to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. All these things are going on. because we have this material body. So we take these things, yata yogya, whatever is required, anasaktihaya, without attachment. This is called, this is the instruction that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das, who is the symbol of this Vairagya Pradhan. He's the greatest example of renunciation in our line. So other one is there, what is it called? Shushka Vairagya, Markata Vairagya, Palguya Vairagya, Yukta Vairagya. There's one other one that's called Smashan Vairagya. You know what Smashan Vairagya? Yeah? Smashan is the crematorium. Because you go to the crematorium and see your dear one, some family member, some relative, some friend, burned on the funeral pyre, and you go away from there, I think, so what is the use of this life? What is the use of this material world? I think that there's no use living like that. We just become very renounced that all this material arrangements that working very hard to make some comfortable situation in this material world, it's all for no use. So that is called Smashan Vairagya. Anyway, I wanted to repeat this. Pran Govinda Prabhu made a very interesting comment yesterday. I was looking it up, and it came from Srila Prabhupada's offering, Vyas Puja offering to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says that renunciation is the result of real spiritual emotion. Because without verse is there. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinam rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishvani vartate. That one has to have this, what is called param drishvani vartate. One has to have superior enjoyment. You can't give up something inferior without having superior something to accept. So this is, now Srila Prabhupada gave in the verse, actually, it's described that yukta varigam stiti saba, the stiti is the situation. Srila Prabhupada elaborated that very nicely in the purport about how time, place, and circumstance has to be considered. In the Nectar Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami ascertains this is one of the qualities of Krishna, and these qualities of the 64 qualities of Krishna. He points out that Krishna is an expert judge of time and circumstances. So we'll read that Krishna, that's number 19, 19th quality of Krishna. It says, Krishna was very expert in dealing with people according to circumstances, country, time, and paraphernalia. How he could take advantage of a particular time, circumstance, and person is expressed by him while talking to Uddhava about his rasa dance with the gopis. He says, the most opportune time is the full moon night in autumn, like tonight. The best place within the universe is Vrindavan, and the most beautiful girls are the gopis. So, my dear friend Uddhava, I think I should now take advantage of all these circumstances and engage myself in the rasa dance. So, of course, we don't imitate Krishna unless you can also lift Govardhan Hill. But these are qualities that we have to accept, that we have to see according to time, place, and circumstance. This is quality of the acharya. Oh, where is that? I was going to read that. That's a very interesting. Let's see if we can find that. Chaitanya Charitamrita 7:38. Srila Prabhupada gives a nice explanation, something in his the seventh chapter of Adi Lila. Of course, earlier in the seventh chapter, it's also described that patra patra vichara nahi nahi stan astan jay yaha paya dehan kare premadan. It's described very nicely about the members of the Panchatattva. They had a little bit different role to play, that they patra patra. Patra means the quality, the recipient. Apatra means they not qualified, and patra means qualified recipient. Vichara nahi. They don't consider who is qualified and who is unqualified. And furthermore, nahi stan astan. They don't consider what is the proper place and what is the improper place. Jayjahampai, whoever they meet, they tahan kare premadan. They give that Krishna consciousness. They distributed this love of Godhead. So this is another consideration on the spiritual transcendental platform. So anyway, in the same seventh chapter, text number 38, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was described that he appeared sabanishtarite prabhu kripa avatar sabanishtarite kare chaturi apar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to deliver all the fallen souls. Therefore, he devised many methods to liberate them from the clutches of Maya. That, what is it? Here, the purport is there. It is a concern of the Acharya to show mercy to the fallen souls. In this connection, Deshakala Patra, time, place, and object should be taken into consideration. Since the European and American boys and girls in our Krishna consciousness movement preach together, less intelligent men criticize that they are mingling without restriction. In Europe and America, boys and girls mingle unrestrictedly and have equal rights. Therefore, it is not possible to completely separate the men from the women. However, we are thoroughly instructing both men and women how to preach, and actually they are preaching wonderfully. Of course, we very strictly prohibit illicit sex. Boys and girls who are not married are not allowed to sleep together or live together, and there are separate arrangements for boys and girls in every temple. Grihastas live outside the temple, for in the temple we do not allow even husband and wife to live together. The results of this are wonderful. Both men and women are preaching the gospel of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna with redoubled strength. In this verse, the words sabanishtarite kare chaturi apar indicate that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to deliver one and all. Therefore, it is a principle that a preacher must strictly follow the rules and regulations laid down in the shastras, yet at the same time devise a means by which the preaching work to reclaim the fallen souls, to reclaim the fallen, may go on with full force. So Srila Prabhupada was quality of the Acharya. He's able to understand these intricacies, time, place, and circumstance, how to utilize this Niyamagraha. Srila Prabhupada, I think, explained quite nicely this Niyamagraha, the enthusiastically accepting the rules and regulations and neglecting the rule without understanding their benefit, and to rejecting the rules and regulations. So anyway, these time, place, and circumstances, these things are found that because Srila Prabhupada mentions how the whole cosmic manifestation follows the laws of relativity. Just like the ant, it's living very short duration, but it's, for him, that is 100 years. And for Lord Brahma, is very, to our perspective, it's very long term of life, but for him, it's just 100 years. And serially, this person's, just like here, we're in Florida in the middle of the summertime. Yesterday, I went out to do something in the garden. I looked at the thermometer, it says 100 degrees. So in Alaska, you go to Alaska, they can't, actually, we don't want to go to Alaska because it's very cold there. And similarly, the people in Alaska, how they'll come here and live in this 100-degree weather. People can't, this is Srila Prabhupada many times quoted that one man's food is another man's poison. So in this way, relative world is there. One person's food is another man's poison. So we have to accept, according to Yata Yoga, that we, Yuktahara Vihara, Srila Prabhupada first quotes this verse from the Bhagavad Gita. We have to take whatever is food for ourselves. We have to take what is required. What is that? Yatarham Upayunjata, Rupa Goswami says. We take whatever is required for our maintenance and our peaceful, happy life in Krishna consciousness so that we can engage in this preaching process. So there is some points there that the Desha Kalapatra, that's in the 12th chapter of the first canto, there's a description of the birth of Maharaj Pariksit. And it says, Srila Prabhupada says in one purport that astronomical calculations of stellar influences upon a living entity are not suppositions, but are factual, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. So these different the planetary systems are there, and astrology is such a great Vedic science that can't be very well understood by our Kali Yuga residents. But this is a factual science is there that is not false. There's time, place, and circumstances. Just like at nighttime, getting up at Brahma Murta is very much recommended for the spiritual life. Nighttime is very much recommended for the thieves and rogues who are engaged in so many sinful activities. In this way, some things are very obvious. We have our Bhadra Purnima campaign. They're giving a set of Srimad Bhagavatam on a particular day, that Purnima. It gives very auspicious results. Similarly, places are there. There's great glorification of the different places, especially Vrindavan and Navadvipa are described. Bhakti Ratnakara, they quotes from the Mathura Mahatmya. It says, in the conversation between Shiva and Gauri in the Padma Purana Patala Khanda, it's described, as heaps of grass are burnt by fire, so all the greatest sins of men can be destroyed by seeing all the holy places of Mathura. Just going there and seeing those places, we can destroy all sinful activities. And it further says in the Adivaraha Purana, every step taken within the 20 yojanas of Mathura gives the same virtuous results as an ashvamedha yajna. If anyone commits a sin, either intentionally or unintentionally, he can be freed from that sin by visiting any place within Mathura. And what to speak of Mathura? In Navadvipa, it's described as Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Navadvipa Mahatmya says that as Sri Gaurasundara appeared in Navadvipa, it is therefore the crest jewel of all holy places. Offenders are the object of punishment at other holy pilgrimage places, but in Navadvipa Dham, they are purified. The example is the two brothers, Jagai and Madai, who committed great offenses, yet still received receive the mercy of Nityan Gaur. What to speak of other places? Even at Vrindavan, offenders are punished. But a person who has committed hundreds of offenses can easily receive the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and overcome those offenses at Navadvipa Dham. For this region, sages endlessly praise Navadvipa of Gauramandal. He who lives at Navadvipa Dham is very fortunate, for he achieves attraction for Krishna. He who happens to go there becomes freed from all offenses. What one attains by traveling to all the holy places is attained just by remembering Navadvipa. So time, place, and circumstance are very important considerations. Srila Prabhupada mentions, there's one other thing here we have, in the second canto. Second canto, chapter 3, text 17, Srila Prabhupada describes how charity can be given to different types of persons. He says, if one gives in charity to a half-educated brahmana, he gets double results. Karma there. And if he gives to a learned and qualified brahmana charity, he gets 100,000 times results. And then Srila Prabhupada says, if he gives to a charity to a Veda Paraga, someone who has realized the purport of the Vedas and is engaged in active, is living in that way, he gets unlimited results. So we have opportunity to give in charity to such a person like Srila Prabhupada. We can appreciate that we get unlimited mercy like that. So time, place, and circumstances, we should be very expert how to take the best value of this human form of life. We've been given this human form of life. Prahlad Maharaj says, tadapya dhruvam arthidam. Even though this material body is temporary, adruvam, tadapya dhruvam arthidam. His arthidam means it can give one the very nice result. Arthadam, something very appreciable. If we study this purport is such, you could go on practically every paragraph. There's so much volumes of can be said, all the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in these two verses by Rupa Goswami should be studied very carefully and learned. And says Srila Prabhupada ends the purport, to preach the bhakti cult, one should seriously consider these verses. All right, so we'll stop there. Any questions or comments?
Raghunath Das was born in a very wealthy family. He could have used his wealth for propagating Chaitanya's mission. He finally snuck away, and then money was being sent to him. He was accepting it for a while, but then he rejected that. And then Prabhupada often reveals some sort of lamentation, maybe for example that, oh, I should have surrendered to Bhaktisiddhanta, but I thought, let me become wealthy first and utilize these funds for printing books. And so one may have good intentions for spreading Krishna consciousness, and has a certain amount of lifestyle necessary. So how much to work and how much to renounce, how much to utilize the wealth you already have if it's too much. Like Ambarish Prabhu, he utilizes wealth with TOVP, still has his wealth, but he is also a surrendered devotee. So somebody can be surrendered with wealth, and it seems like somebody just running away from wealth to the point of eating only butter every few days when he's got millions of dollars available to him if he wanted it. So how do we time, place, and circumstance judge whether we should just accept what's coming to us, or should we work hard and utilize that money in Krishna's service?
I've heard that George Harrison also asked Srila Prabhupada whether he should join the ISKCON and everything and become a devotee, shave his head, or I don't know, but he said asked about shaving his head, but Srila Prabhupada said, no, you stay in your position. That stay in your position is mentioned in that verse Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted as the goal of life, stani stita shruti katam tanuvan manobhir, that you give up jnani prasam udapasya, they give up all this idea of cultivating this impersonal jnana, give that up and just stay in your position and hear about Krishna. If we hear about Krishna sufficiently, the first thing that came to my mind is Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam opiyantite, that Krishna is in the heart of the living entity. You engage in his service satatam kirt, constantly tesham satata yuktanam prajatam pritipurvakam, with love and devotion, and dadami buddhi yogam tam, that Krishna will give us the intelligence how to come, yenamam upayantite, that he gives intelligence how to come to him. Of course, the spiritual master is the first step, adogur vashrayam, that we take shelter of the spiritual master. If the spiritual master is present, he's the proper person to guide the devotee in this way, what to do and what not to do. But the Srila Prabhupada, now we don't say we're bereft, but we're his personally present, not present like that, a prakat. So we have this fall back on, that we have his books, we have his our god brothers. And if we are sincere, if we're engaged in devotional service properly, then Krishna is also in the heart giving the instructions. The spiritual master, he's that external manifestation of that super soul that can guide. So either way, yeah, internally or externally, one can get that guidance, proper guidance. There's no difficulties for a devotee who is sincere in his service. He has plenty of opportunities for guidance. Yes. Anything else?
Thank you for the class and explaining us the different types of renunciation. There is a verse.
Another one? Other type of renunciation?
No, there is a verse, purva janmarjitam vidya, purva janmarjitam dhanam, purva janmarjitam kanya, agre dhavati dhavati. Prabhupada, in his purport to 5.14.2, his purport starts with referring to that verse, and that verse means transcendental knowledge, spiritual education, satisfying wealth, and pleasing family members are acquired by a person who has given profuse charity. Whatever good a person does returns to him manifold. So it's per Manu Smriti, Manu Maharaj says that all these fortunes are based on your previous works and deeds only.
Yeah.
So like how Prabhuji was saying, how much to work and how much to renounce and where to, you know, draw a line. It's hard because whatever you're destined to get, you will get even without even trying hard or endeavoring very hard for it. And sometimes even while trying very hard, we don't get the desired results. So it's all based on the prarabdha, I think.
Yeah, there's one other thing I was just looking up. You heard this, Subhasha Shigram, Ashubhasha Kalaharanam. This we used to use in when we were preaching in India for making enrolling life members. This Ravana, he gave very nice instruction. He's one of those Jaya Vijaya. He gave very nice instruction. He says that when he was, I think probably he said, spoke this when he was on his, just giving up his body. He says that, I made two mistakes. Ravana, he had some plan to build a stairway to heaven. And he gave that up. And when he heard about Sita, he immediately went to capture, kidnap her. So this is the mistakes. It's just the opposite he did. He says, what you should do is Subhasya Sigram. Something auspicious, you should take it immediately. Something auspicious, you do immediately, Subhasya Sigram. And Ashubhasha, something that is not auspicious, Kalaharanam, you just wait back, think about, I don't know about that. Said so to think about that, thinking about kidnapping Sita and build that stairway to heaven. This is our instruction.
This reminds me of how Haridas Thakur would delay sense gratification by saying, okay, once I complete my rounds, I can,
yeah,
maybe I can enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice. That's many, many examples are how we can... anyway. All right. Anything else? Questions? No? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.